Hello and welcome to the Self-Narrate Podcast. My name is Brandon.
And I'm Jaren.
The Self-Narrate Podcast is a production of Self-Narrate, a organization that is devoted to helping people to develop and share their personal stories.
Hello again. It's been a while, but we're back with another story from our most recent storytelling meetup. October's theme was In Disguise, and this is Carolyn Edwards' story from that storytelling meetup.
You know, when you usually think of being in disguise, you think of perhaps Halloween costumes or maybe putting on a hat and a wig and dark glasses and a trench coat and pretending to be a spy or hiding from your true identity. Well, my take on disguises is a little different because it has nothing to do with clothing, not too much with appearance, but it has to do with actions and behavior. I started my disguise trial, really, when I was in junior high. Now, I was the smart kid, the one who sat in the front and raised my hand all the time and answered the teacher's questions and always did my homework. Well, I decided one day that I was going to change all of that. And so I tried out my first disguise. I went to the back of the class, sat in the back of the class, started talking to kids, passing notes, eating in class, not paying attention to the teacher, doing everything, but even sneaking off campus. Well, that was my first disguise. Now, it didn't really work all that well because, just imagine the front of the class bookworm suddenly trying to be the cool kid, and I was really awkward and didn't know quite what to do and didn't do it long enough to really be effective. So I went back to my normal bookworm, smart kid self. But I went away, that served me well in college and grad school. But for high school, I went away to a private school. And I didn't think I would need a disguise because being the smart kid was going to be okay. And it didn't matter if I sat in the front of the class or knew all the answers because everybody else thought they did too. So I fit right in. But something didn't quite work out. And I needed what I thought was a minor adjustment. But it really was another disguise. You see, I had to lose the southern accent. I went to school in Massachusetts, and so I had to try to talk like I was from New York or Boston. And I tried, and it worked. It worked pretty well. So I, became the preppy smart kid, and that was cool. That was my next disguise. Well, go back home, and the prep school disguise is not going to work. I got to fit in. I got to try that old disguise, but I got to do it a little better. And I worked at it, and I did all the things I couldn't do when I was at the prep school. Like, say, what you mean instead of what do you mean? I'm on instead of I am going to. And I had to learn to talk about boys and parties and even go to a few and do all those things that the cool kids did. And, I learned pretty well. 'Cause unlike at the prep school, I had to rein myself in. I mean, there I couldn't have any big gestures or hand motions or say, girl, what you talking about? So it was a disguise. Both of them were disguises, but I learned how to go back and forth between each one. One in the summertime when I was home and one when I was at school. Well, that worked, till I got out of high school and college was pretty much the same. But I had to come up with another disguise when I started a job as a broadcast journalist. Well, had to learn to enunciate, to say all of the syllables, even if I were talking fast. I even took lessons on how to try to sound like a Midwestern man. So I lowered the register. I spoke every word clearly, enunciating every single syllable. And they even taught me a trick. They said, you've got to learn not to pop your peas. Now, what in the world was that? Well, popping your peas is like Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers and a peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. Sounds good, but it's terrible on the microphone. As opposed to Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers and a peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. Nice and soft and lyrical and easy on the microphone. I even had to say my name differently. At home, I'm Carolyn. But I had to say, this is Carolyn Edwards for the Nightly Business Report. That's the program I worked for a good long time. Well, I learned to go back and forth between the down home and the professional me, and that went on for a number of years. And in fact, later on, I became a teacher, and I taught my students that you have to talk one way at work, when you get a job, and another way at home, and you have two languages, one with your family and friends. You might even have three, because you might talk differently with your family than you do with your friends, and of course, your professional or mainstream way of talking. And I thought about that, and I later learned that this was something called code switching. That's what the anthropologist and the linguist said. You act one way when you're with your friends and family, and another way when you're in a more mainstream group. And I kept that up for years, and it was fairly easy because, see, when I was a little girl, my father had actually prepped me for it because he knew about the this, that, these, and, you know, no diphthongs, no word ending, a very flowing kind of sound in African-American language. But he made me practice every day saying this, that, these, those, and thistle every single day. So that was my first introduction to this disguise. And I've gone between those disguises so much that it's easy. I mean, it is easy because I don't have to change costume. I don't have to change the way I dress. Not too much the way I look, because it's all about talking. And that's my take on disguises. Thank you.